The Phoenix Art Museum is exhibiting 22 race cars that exemplify the marriage of form and function in automotive design. Legends of Speed includes cars made by Mercedes, Alfa Romeo, and Ford that feature shapes and lines that elicit as much of an emotional response as a surge of adrenaline, cars that are pieces of art as well as vehicles for competition. With us to discuss the role of aesthetic design in automotive development is Jim Contis, a retired automotive engineer and senior lecturer at ASU's Polytechnic School. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
So most of us really, really care. If we can afford it, we care about how our cars look. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's an extension of our personality. I think cars that people buy in most cases are what they want to be. If they want to be a muscular, macho type person, you buy a nice heavy-duty truck and you look that way. If you're sporty, you put yourself in a little sports car, and I think it's an extension of our personality.
Give us a sense of the aesthetics of automobiles and how it's sort of changed over the years. Like, when did this become a thing that cars could be more than just machinery?
I think it mostly started back in the early 20s. Originally, Henry Ford brought out cars in the United States that were just transportation. But all of a sudden, Harley Earl back in the mid-20s, decided that, you know, cars can be more than black. They could be more than just a coupe that two people sit in and travel across a state or whatever. So they started making color and art forms out of it, and they found that the public really liked the styling, the form of it all, and that attracted them to buy cars of a certain make or model because it attracted their art form, I guess I could say.
Jim, I'm not sure if this is in the exhibit or not, but one that I have to bring up is Tesla, because a lot of people talk about how electric cars were bland looking or hybrids, and Tesla has much more of a look. Now, of course, we can get into whether people actually get them or how they're made and whatnot, but as far as looks go, and there was this visceral reaction last week to this truck that Tesla released. People are just going crazy. So it still rests right now, and people really want to see a new. It happened with the electric Mustang released last week. People were almost offended by how it looked. How does that play into the whole emotion of cars to you?
Well, I think the sales figures will show that when you bring out something that's not what you expect, the sales drop. And I think car makers understand that. And I'll be very interested to see what happens to the Mustang. It was a shock to me to see what they've done to it. So the styling is a huge portion of why people buy cars. Although I will say that the American public seems to be, I would venture to say maybe 70% just want to get from point A to point B reliably and back. And for the rest of us, the styling makes it all different. It makes us want to be in that car and want to be seen in that car.
Is there something about sort of the vintage cars, these antique cars like that you'll see in this exhibit at Phoenix Art Museum? I think like chrome and tail fins and that kind of stuff like that that doesn't happen today. Like have we gone backwards in some ways in terms of the beauty of the aesthetics of cars?
No, I don't think we've gone backwards. I just think we've gone away from the beauty and the aesthetics of a car, the pleasing form of a car. Now, Tesla has brought out some very pleasing cars, and being high tech, they're doing very well, I believe. But if you bring out something ugly, it's not going to sell. And that's just a human nature. GM brought out the hatchback a number of years ago, and holy cow, the X car just went right into the trash. I mean, it was a terrible thing to do, and it can still happen today.
So, Jim, if you could drive any car, what would it be?
Well, that's not a hard one for me. I'm a Corvette guy. I was a Corvette guy when I was in seventh grade, and that was the end of it.
So, Jim, really briefly, how much of the car design is about just all of us wanted to feel or look cool?
A lot of that, and, you know, for females, it's not just looking cool. They can look cool in anything because they're female, but the color is super important for the female mind. I asked my wife, and she said it exactly. What draws you to a vehicle? I saw this blue car on the road the other day, and I just loved it. She didn't tell me what kind of car it was or the styling or anything else. She saw that blue car, and she loved it. So styling is important to some of us. Yeah. Performance is important. But for a female mind, the color seems to be the major portion.
Okay. Jim Contis, retired automotive engineer, senior lecturer at ASU's Polytechnic School. We'll see you on the road. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.